This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. As usual, folks, we have much to talk about today, and what I want to cover more than anything is really Luke 13:34, and it was what Jesus said to the children of Israel before he left. And before he was actually crucified and ascended up to heaven. And in so many different ways, people do not understand this facet of what true love is because they don't understand the scriptures. They don't, the Bible says that the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. And how many people today, they talk about love, and yet they talk about a fallen love. And yet scripture tells us open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. That love is to be without dissimulation. That means a counterfeit or a false covering under false pretenses. You know, yet again, everybody talks about 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, they call it. Yet love rejoiceth in truth. It doesn't rejoice in a lie, does it? No, it doesn't. And when you think of Leviticus 19:17, what does it say there? It says, we are not to hate our brother. We're to love our brother. How do we love our brother? By telling him the truth. And what is the truth of the matter? Well, we're to emulate Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by him. Well, what did he do? He said, repent. So the truth is giving forth the word that Jesus gave, which means to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, again, before he was crucified, you need to listen to Luke 13:34. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killeth the prophets, the men that pointed the finger at you and told you the truth when you didn't follow the truth. Matter of fact, the word Torah means to point the finger. And that's what the prophetic ministries do. You know, one of the things that I bring up on the radio show quite a bit, and I bring it up every time I go somewhere, it's absolutely amazing to me that people in this country are trying to figure out why things are upside down, and yet I continuously instruct you according to the Word of God, not my opinion, but what the Word says, giving you God's opinion through His commandments, that pastors don't lead the church. And over and over and over again, I continuously hear the same people that I told that scripture says the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, 1 Corinthians 12:28. Why is it that you have the pastors leading the church? Now, I'm trying to make a point out of this. But they keep going back to their own mire, don't they? They don't listen to anybody. And what is the definition of insanity, friends? Doing the same things over and over and over and over again, and you keep getting the same results over and over and over again. Yet when we look in Scripture, there's a system in God that He has placed the apostle, the prophet, the teacher. Pastors brought up one time. Now, I'm not highlighting that, but I'm highlighting it to make the point that it's first the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher. Guess what's rejected in the church in America today? The apostle, the prophet, and the teacher. What does the apostle do? He's one that's sent. Paul's the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. He was an apostle. He was one that was sent to establish churches throughout the regions. And we see this today, and instead of them being called apostolic or apostles, we call them missionaries, right? Again, misconstruing the definition in God's purpose. I know of people in ministry where people call them pastors. They're not pastors. In one particular instance, I just did an event with a guy that's very apostolic. Everything about him is apostolic. And yet everybody calls him pastor. And how many times I've called out in front of his congregants, his sheep, that he's not a pastor, but he's an apostle. They continuously revert back to what they know. It's just like professed Christians concerning politics today. Instead of actually sticking to the Word of God and being the light, they fall into a political conversation that's been created to deceive the American people, the Democrats and the Republicans. They keep reverting back to the same thing. Well, listen, folks, if you want to do it your way, then keep going on with your bad selves and keep getting your fruit, which is upside down. Instead of it hanging on the tree, it's hiding under the dirt somewhere. And the Bible says that we're supposed to be the light of the world, and we're supposed to bear fruit that our Father in heaven may be glorified. Matthew 5:17. How? By the fruit. So if we want to do it the right way, we can do it the right way and do it God's way. But if we want to keep doing it man's way, we can keep doing it that way too. But don't stand back if you're going to do it man's way and try to figure out why you're still upside down in every facet of life, the church and in politics. It's real simple to understand, and it's no wonder why Jesus said that the model of heaven is a child, because it's that simple to understand. Where is the apostle, church? Where is the prophet, church? Where is the teacher, church? Where is the pastor, which was named one time in the New Testament? Well, the last that was called, somehow he's now on top. It's the same thing over in politics, friends. I can take it so many different ways there, too, in the natural. 1 Corinthians 2:14. You have people talking about the Democratic and the Republican Party all day long and 101 different affiliations, yet we're ruled by the law because we're a constitutional republic. So instead of making it simple and following the rule book, what we want to do is we want to do it fallen man's way. And again, then we wonder why we're upside down, why judgment's completely turned backwards, because you're not paying attention. You're not listening. By the way, what I'm doing right now is showing you what a prophetic ministry does. I'm showing you right now, through what's coming out of my heart and out of my mouth, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, a prophetic ministry. Why were the prophets killed? Because they pointed their finger at the responsible party. The prophetic ministry does that. What's rejected in the church today? The prophetic ministry. And I want to tell you something, especially you, America, of all countries on the earth, the finger of God is pointed at you saying, you are the man, you are the woman, and it is for you to repent and get back to my commands. If you declare that you love me. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. The prophetic ministry. When you go to Luke 13:34, it says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent under her, how often I would have gathered your children together as a hen gathers brood under her wings, but you were not willing. So therefore, what took place, friends? They were destroyed at length because they refused to receive the prophetic message. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is a church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Parson Leighton Howerton for the Rimfire Conference, coming up October 25th through the 27th at the Angel Theater in Columbia Falls, Montana. If you're a man seeking real truth and real answers to the real issues that we face in our society today, then this conference is for you. Our speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave, Dr. Mike Spaulding, and Rob Pugh, just to name a few. So boot up and get your ticket today at coachdavelive.com/REMFIRE tickets.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can jump on to Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean. Check that out, friends. Got another brand new video, hopefully coming up by the end of the week here. We got them coming out about every week, week and a half, every 2 weeks. People love them. We're bringing about resolve to America's issues based on the Rock of Ages, the Word of God, and the U.S. Constitution, which work hand in glove, friends. You want the resolve? There the answers are. They're short videos. People love them. You're going to have to lay down your opinion as to what you think about them in the comments section, if you would, and let other people know what you think of them. Love them or hate them, matters not. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube. If you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, we follow the Christ here, John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1. The list goes on. You get the point. I was just talking about how things are upside down in this country. Politics, because it's a different language, and in church, because they're speaking a different language. They want to do it their own way, but they want God's results. They make the commandments of God void by taking on the commandments of men. And it's exactly what's happening today. I was highlighting the fact that real love is found in telling the truth. You know, I want to say it this way, because we hear this all day, even from the false prophets. They tell you what you want to hear. But I can't find that in Scripture anywhere. Matter of fact, read Ezekiel 3 and Ezekiel 33. You are to warn men to flee from the wrath to come. The same message that John the Baptist gave to give in the New Testament. And how things are so upside down is because they continuously avoid God's commandments in doing it the way that man has ordained, which is ineffective. It's like using a wooden blunt sword in a war. No, you want the sword of the Spirit. Read Hebrews 4:12 when you get a moment. Now, I want you to listen to this, okay? And then I'm going to go over to that of Ezekiel 3 as well. And I want you to just understand what real love is. Love warns. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5. And again, we're going to come back to this in just a moment concerning Ezekiel, but I want you to listen to this in 1 Peter 1. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, okay? So we're removing the ignorant right now. And I'm speaking to those that call themselves Christians, okay? Also keep in mind when you read the New Testament, the New Testament isn't written for the world, friends. It's written to the church. It's written to the children of God. It's not written to the world, just so you know that. And when you read each, do I want to call it a preamble at the beginning of each book, regardless if it's Corinthians or if it's Peter or if it's 1 John or if it's Timothy or whatever the case may be, notice how it starts out. It addresses those that are the body of Christ. Okay? So it's written to a particular people, namely, again, the children of God. So as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so ye be all holy in conversation. That means in your union with Christ. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Now, that's a work of the Holy Ghost, creating me a clean heart, O God, and renew that right spirit within me. That's found in the book of Psalms. And then when you go to the book of Titus, it talks about regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Okay? That's a work of the Holy Ghost when my heart adheres to God's word without compromise. Read 1 Corinthians 9:27. In context, okay? Then he says, and if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, passeth the time of your sojourning here in fear, the fear of God, okay? Not diabolical, but filial, as a son or a daughter to their father, okay? Passing our time here in the fear of God, hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, the froward mouth do I hate, saith the Lord. In Proverbs 8, he goes on, for as much as you know that you are redeemed, not with corruptible things as silver and gold, and here it comes, from your vain, empty, worthless conversation received by tradition, attached to old customs from your fathers. And I'm speaking to you, America, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Why? Because we were redeemed, going back to verse 19, with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and or without spot. Now, folks, listen carefully in the natural so you can understand. When I was at Arlington Cemetery, we go there every year, just so you understand. That's why I bring Arlington up in conversation quite a bit. It's a mandatory. I want my kids to see the price paid for their freedoms in the natural so they can understand them in the spiritual. Okay? I remember one year we were out there and there was this one little kid that was walking 1 foot on the cement and 1 foot on the grass by the headstones in Arlington. And people were indignant that that kid was showing disrespect to the fallen. And it didn't take him more than a couple seconds to disrespect the fallen before someone told him to get on the cement and quit walking on the grass. Okay? That's called respect. That's called honor. Okay? That's holding in high esteem the sacrifice that's been given for their freedoms. Now take that to the cross of Jesus Christ and understanding that Christ, for Christ hath also suffered for sins once. Okay? The just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Those that have sought to understand the cross, that's the pearl to the church, Christ crucified. Because we understand not only was he crucified for the sins of the world, but we also understand that's a demonstration of God's hatred towards sin. And God loved us so much that he sent his son to die on that cross to redeem us back through the blood of his son. You want to talk about love all the way around? That is love in demonstration. As a matter of fact, if you go over to John 15:13, we see it all the time when you see posts with the military in it, someone fallen. God bless every one of them. Where it says, greater love is no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his brethren. Okay, so there's a sacrificial love that the church in America today does not exhibit because they never received it. You cannot give what you do not have. Freely you have given what you have received. And there are so many people that have not received it because had they received it, you wouldn't have to tell them how they're supposed to live their lives. They would do it according to Scripture. And then what comes to mind by the Holy Ghost? 2 Corinthians 5:15, that we are to live unto him who died for us. Now, does that require honor in living unto him who died for us? Of course it does, because we understand it wasn't received through the vain conversation received by our fathers, right? But we were redeemed with the blood of Jesus Christ, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. And what does he say next? Who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Not in circumstance, not found in men's reasonings, but in God. Okay? Keeping our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12:2. His name is Jesus Christ. This is what I want you to hear. Seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth because you understand the price paid for it, through the Spirit, unto unfeigned, counterfeit love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart, fervently born again, okay, not of a corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, but by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. You know, it's interesting, friends. King David used to pray when he was on this earth 5,000 years ago, that he prayed that he would be companions of those that kept the precepts of the Most High God. He wanted people that were doers of the Word, not hearers only, that understood the Holy Ghost. And I'll tell you what, those that understand the Holy Ghost, you have the heart of God and understanding what God despises and detests, and you have a heart to understand what He accepts. And the element is holiness. And what is the mother of gratitude is holiness, friends. Out of thankfulness, I walk according to God's word and expect the Holy Ghost to do for me in regenerating me and renewing me to walk according to the straight and narrow and difficult is the way. How many times I've had people say, I don't swear. Matter of fact, before I got saved, my favorite word used to be the F word. There couldn't be a sentence without the F word in it. To be found. A couple times at least. And when I got saved, literally, friends, I had no desire to talk that way. It was not something I took on. It's something that God did through me by the Holy Ghost. And I remember my brother saying to my mom, that's not the same guy. And oftentimes you need to hear other people identify who you are in Christ because you're trying to figure out what happened to me. I don't have those desires anymore. No, he took them out. I had the born-again experience. He took me, turned me upside down, emptied me of myself, put me back up on my feet, and built me up in Jesus Christ. As I put on the Lord Jesus in Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Because we've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So, folks, we're talking about a holy love here, okay? And we also need to keep in mind our favorite ministries are not the standard of Christianity. Jesus Christ is the standard and Him alone. When I come back, I'm going to talk about the apostle, the prophet, namely, and I'm going to go to the teacher because putting the apostle and the prophet and the teacher back into the position that they belong in rather than the pastor upside down, friends, up on its head. Let's put it back in order as to how it's supposed to be, according to 1 Corinthians 12:28. Be right back.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. A GOP senator who generally supports the president is concerned about his latest foreign policy. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes reporting from Washington.
This to me is just unnerving to its core.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham reacting to word from the White House that it's pulling hundreds of U.S. troops back from northern Syria, green-lighting a planned Turkish offensive against the longtime U.S.-backed Kurdish forces there. Graham calling it irresponsible.
To say to the American people ISIS has been destroyed in Syria is not true.
Graham was speaking on Fox and Friends. The president says the U.S. has defeated ISIS and will bring soldiers home rather than fight in endless tribal wars there. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, if you want to call in at any time, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. It was on Saturday, we had a troll on live chat. If you want to check us out, go over to Sons of Liberty Media. You can watch us live or go over to Before It's News. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there for his trust. And we had this troll going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And it was like, well, just give us scripture, man. Just give us scripture and correct us. Teach us everything we need to know, because we are now have become pupils of you, who is such a great beneficiary of so much wisdom accumulated in such a great mind outside of Christ. And I'm being facetious, right? But I kept saying, just, you know, teach us everything you know. And never one time did this troll use the word of God. And, of course, they were trying to nitpick me. Well, brother, you got long hair. Well, read, 1 Corinthians 11:16. What does it say there? It says no custom is applied here, so on and so forth. And if you look at Jesus, you look at any of the movies, they all had long hair. Why? Because it was a custom as well, friends, as was it in covenant in certain areas, namely Samson. So a couple minutes later, I get a Facebook, because they're too cowardly to actually call in at any time and teach all of us what needs to be taught. But it's interesting, the person goes on and says, you know, Moses was the only one that was told by God to ever grow out his hair. And I had to go back to him and say, hey, listen, biblically illiterate one, that was actually Samson, not Moses, but I understand. And the problem is, you keep going off of what you've been told rather than what you've sought out concerning the things of Christ. And therein lies the problem. Now, I'm taking that all the way back to the first segment and the second segment. Folks, what's missing in the church is the apostle, the prophet, and the teacher. And I'm simply asking you the question, why were the prophets killed? Because they pointed their finger at the responsible party. And the Bible also tells us, and we see so many false prophets in America today, which we were warned of, they're telling you everything you want to hear. Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, they're not appointed of God. They're a part of the curse. Because the people heap up teachers to itch their itching ears, and these false prophets are a part of it because they don't want to be held responsible. So what the false prophet does is he comes in and he begins to prophesy out of his own heart. The heart is deceitful. It's evil. It's deceitful. It's corrupt. Right? And they want to tell you the imagination of their carnal hearts, and the people fall for it. Just like what's happening today. Instead of giving the message of repent, you're the responsible party, they're telling you what you want to hear, and they're telling you to submit to the arm of the flesh, when Scripture tells us to do just the exact opposite. Cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. And the best way to paint that picture is for you to read Isaiah 30. Because it's applicable in a big way. I also want to show you, Jesus was a preacher of circumcision, Romans 15:8. He was a preacher of the law, going to those that were broken by the law. Okay? Romans 15:8. And if you look at example after example, I'll give you a couple right now. John 15, okay, check it out. He used the law to bring forth the conviction of the sin. The Holy Ghost comes to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. John 16:8. And once they're broken, then they receive the grace, right? John 8, read the chapter. Also read the chapter on Mark 10, starting in verse 17. And you'll understand perfectly that Jesus always used the law in his hand to drive them to the foot of the cross that they might put their faith in Jesus Christ. Galatians 3:24 tells us, the New Testament, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. Okay? What brought them to Christ? The law did. Where it could do no more. Am I justified by the law? No. The law condemns me. And it drives me to Christ, who justifies me if I believe. Augustine said, the law detects, grace conquers. My wife was talking about some things on the way home just a short while ago. And I said, well, you need, I said, she said she was doing something. I said, well, that's the works of the law. I said, get away from that. I said, what you need to do is ask the Lord for more grace to keep your commandments better, the way Spurgeon taught, because it's the spirit of grace that fulfills the law in Christ. And I receive the fruit thereof by keeping my eyes fixed on him who came to do the work. Read Romans 7 as well. Okay? The law was never abrogated. It was never done away with. It came and it's been explained by Christ. If it was abrogated, Jesus didn't need to explain it. But he did. He came to explain it. Furthermore, he said in Matthew 5, I didn't come to destroy the law and the prophets. No. I haven't come to destroy the law and the prophets. I came to fulfill. And it's those that truly hunger and thirst for Jesus Christ, he promises that he will meet you on his terms, repentance. I want to show you something, and I want you to listen to this carefully. 2 Corinthians, starting in verse 10. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Okay? I'm sorry by the Holy Ghost that I violated God's moral law. Read Exodus 20. Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. Look at the examples of Christ throughout Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Okay? It was a godly repentance, not a worldly repentance, so you know. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, liberation from sin, not to be repented of. Remember, Jesus came into the world to deliver his people from their sin, Matthew 1:21, not to use the grace of God as a covering for their sin. That's why I can't stand when I see people say, Christian, not perfect, just forgiven. No, they don't. That's the modern gospel. It's baloney. It's unscriptural because it doesn't overcome. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Hey, those that are using Christ, using the false grace as an occasion for the flesh, what does Scripture say? Don't just listen to the first part. Listen to the second part. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Where's the abounding grace in your life? No, you're using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, and you don't belong to him. Repent. Period. Matthew 3:2. Acts 2:38. I'm going to go on here, back to 2 Corinthians, verse 11, chapter 10. Chapter 7, verse 11. For behold, the selfsame thing that you sorrowed after a godly sort, what did it work in you when you repented before God? Listen to what the Holy Ghost wrought in you. What carefulness it wrought in you. Well, what do you mean, Bradley? What did King David said? Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Okay? Yeah, what clearing of yourselves. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, Revelations 1:5. Yeah, what indignation. Indignation towards what? That what put Christ on the cross. We take vengeance upon it. Listen, yeah, what fear of God in departing from iniquity, Proverbs 16:6. Yeah, what vehement desire. Doesn't the Bible tell us in Matthew 11:12, a violent take it by force? When you're born of the Spirit of God, friends, I want to tell you what. You violently take the promises of God to be a part of the answer in this world. I didn't say it. The Lord said it. It reminds me of a guru one time where a young man kept saying he wanted God. He wanted God. At all costs, he wanted God. And the pupil said to the guru, so what is it? What's the process of receiving God? So he took his hand and he put it on the young man's head and dunked him under the water. This young man thought, well, what is this guy doing? What's this guru doing to me? I said I wanted God. I didn't tell him to dunk me under the water. And all of a sudden, the young man tried to break forth out of the water and he felt the guru's hand tense upon his skull and pulled him down and pushed him down even further. He became worried about what was going on, and with everything in himself, he broke the grip of the guru and burst up throughout the water. He said, the guru did in his wisdom, he said, when you seek God the way that you sought oxygen, he said, then and only then will you find him. That is exactly right. That is exactly right. How many today, like in the times of a great awakening preacher, Charles Finney, love him or hate him, friends, he was a godly man. Everybody's got their issues, let me tell you. Nobody's perfect, but we're being perfected in Christ, and that's what we seek. But Charles Finney had people from the church in the modern day come up to him and say, hey, would you like us to pray for you? He just had a born-again experience all by himself, no man involved, just between him and the Lord that hears all and sees all. Okay? Well, he got saved just between him and the Lord and the power of the Holy Ghost. And he was approached by the church, and the church approached him and said, would you like us to pray for you, Mr. Finney? And his wisdom, you know what he said? He said, why would I want you to pray for me when you yourselves don't even get your prayers answered? How many people live today their lives where the prayers aren't answered, and they rest content, and they fall further away from the Lord? I want to tell you, folks, in many cases, you don't get your prayers answered because it's not the Lord's desire that sends it back up so he can fulfill the request. It's yours, so you might fulfill your own lusts. And guess what the hirelings in America are doing all day long? Oh, just ask, give us money, just ask, and God will answer. You know, Mark 11, you know, just ask and God will answer and he'll give you exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask. And Ephesians, they tell you what you want to hear. Gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy. Folks, I'm talking about the desires of the Lord. Okay? They're righteous. How do you know? When do you receive them? Well, Matthew 6:33 comes to my aid. Seek ye first the kingdom of God in all of his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. Folks, how many things in my life today I would have never applied for? I would have never asked for them. I would have never asked for the things. Folks, before I understood what I know now, I was asking for things that would have pulled me away from God. And I thank God he didn't answer me. How many people today in this country are mad at God because they didn't get their new home, or their new boyfriend, or their gold bracelets or earrings, or their brand new car? You're pathetic. God is not Santa Claus, friends. We need to keep in mind, we're talking about a holy God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, where he wanted, even on the behest, friends, of Abraham. God wanted to know that he had the heart of Abraham, so much so that when the promise came about named Isaac, the Lord said to him, I want you to go take him and sacrifice him. Because I want to know, is what he was saying, that you love me more than you love your son Isaac, the promise. And what did Abraham do? He obeyed. And about the time that he was to bring harm to put the death sentence on Isaac, the Lord said, withhold the knife. Do thy child no harm. Now I know that you love me more than you love the promises. You want me. You don't want my hand. Is that the American church? No, it's not. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to check out what I was just talking about, go to Genesis 22, verse 1. You'll find out Jehovah Jireh. You know how the church sings Jehovah Jireh? You know what they sing now, Jehovah Jireh? Your grace is sufficient for me. I'm not a singer, I'm a drummer. Your grace is sufficient for me, for me, for me. Right? And this is sung in Faither churches all across the country, prosperity churches. Do you not know where Jehovah Jireh came into play? It was when Abraham put his son Isaac up on the altar. And listen to how the modern day professors sing the song without a second thought. They have no understanding. There's a sacrificial love in the Christian realm by the Holy Ghost. That's very real. It's very real. The ones that have it, they're the ones that don't stop. The ones that have it are the ones that have their face towards God every day of their lives. Not because they have to, but because they want to. Those that have the sacrificial love are those that do and dare for the Christ, for His glory. Those are the ones that have that sacrificial love, friends. And it's exactly what Abraham had, okay? And it's exactly what those that are born of the Spirit of God have. So with that said, tomorrow I'm going to get to Ezekiel 33, okay, because I don't have any time to do it today. Talking about real love, we were just talking about 1 Peter 1. I also wanted to highlight the fact that, listen to Jesus, because we're talking about the apostle, the prophet, and the teacher. Jesus, in the flesh incarnate, was the greatest of all prophets. And notice his message, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You'll also notice in the book of Acts, Agabus, who was a prophet, prophesied a drought that was to come. And when you look at prophets in the Bible, it's interesting. It's kind of contrary to what you hear in America today, isn't it? Yes, it is. Why? Because they're not prophets. They're false prophets. It's just that simple. I want you to listen to this, Matthew 10. I'm listening during the break. I'm reading Matthew 10. And I'm just like, what is it that America, what is it you don't hear? Listen, this is Matthew 10. And as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, Hebrews 2:4, by the way. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, Acts 10:38. Cast out devils, freely you are received, freely give. This is the Holy Ghost, right? Because we know that the Holy Ghost was given to those that obey, Acts 5. Verse 9, provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses. How many people today won't even go? Friends, unless, oh man, I gotta have all this money and I gotta have this brand new this and a brand new that before I go. No, the scripture tells us just the exact opposite. No script for your journey because you're to know the word of God. You're to be ready in season and out of season. You're not supposed to bring two coats, neither shoes nor staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatsoever city or town you shall enter into, inquire who's in it is worthy, and there abide until you go thence. And when you come into that house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it, because you know that the Son of Peace is there. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. Now listen, and whatsoever shall, and whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words when you depart out of that house or city, shake out the dust of your feet. For verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment for that city. Remember, Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed because Abraham, when he kept appealing to God to save Sodom and Gomorrah, if he could find 50, 40, 30, 20, 10 men, righteous men. Folks, the fact of the matter is God judged Sodom and Gomorrah because he couldn't find any righteous within the city to preach the same message that Jonah did to Nineveh. So that city was judged because man didn't obey God's word. And so it will be in this country. Mark his words. Now this is what I want you to hear. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Oh, how true it is. But you be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of who? Men. For they will deliver you up to the councils, and they shall scourge you in their synagogues. Who's doing this? Those that profess to be God's children. And you shall be brought before, listen carefully, governors and kings for my sake, the Lord said. Okay? For a testimony against them. Not submit to corrupt kings, submit to corrupt governors, submit to a corrupt federal or state government or a city government. No. The Lord said that he's going to cause you to be a witness against them. A testimony against them that refuse to obey me. Boy, oh boy, let's read and let's preach Romans 13 the way it's supposed to be preached, which we will get to this week. He said, but beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against the Gentiles. Against what? Their unrighteousness, right? But when you, and they deliver you up, take no thought how or what it shall be that you speak, for it shall be given to you in that same hour what you shall speak. For it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. So what's the fruit of that? What's it look like? Well, they're trying to do this today through social media. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And you shall, church, and you shall, Christians, and you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Oh, wait a second. What else goes with the Christian walk? But when they persecute you in the city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, you shall have not gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man become, right? The disciple is not above his master. Jesus said, as the Father sent me, so I send you. In the book of John, chapter 20, going back to Matthew 10, verse 24, the disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. And then he goes on. Let me just go down just a little bit to 25. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house the devil, Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Okay? How many professed Christians in America today do you see even anything negative on their name through a corrupt Google search? Hardly any. You know how you gauge real Christians, friends? Look at all the crap the world has lied about concerning that individual. Look at all the things that they've accused an innocent man of God for. UK folks, that's how you gauge a ministry in America today. Go do a Google search on their name. It'll show you what they're really standing for. If there's no opposition, persecution, or whatever the case may be from the state-controlled media, it's because they're a part of the problem. That's all. That's what it comes down to. Fear them not, therefore, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and hid that shall not be made known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, the preach that you preach upon the housetops. And fear not them that which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both the soul and the body in hell. Right? Is that what it says? Yep. And then the Lord says, but whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Whoa. If that does not exhibit the cross and the teachings of the cross, nothing will. Hey, folks, the only thing that you have to do to get a little opposition, persecution, polarization from a bunch of corrupt devils is tell the truth. Walk out the truth. That's it. Nothing more. Nothing less. This is what I want you to hear. Think not that I come to send peace on earth. I come not to send peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man at variance against his father and the daughter-in-law, a daughter-in-law against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be those of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. And he that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. And then he says, and he that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet. That's what we're going to talk about. What I want to talk about more than anything, friends, is how the pastors are leading the church. Can somebody please call and tell me in Scripture where that is? Because I can't find it. And the next question I have is, after the fact that you can't find it, how is it that you submit to it? Because again, if you want things the way they're supposed to be concerning the fruits of God, then you have to meet the Lord on His terms. And on His terms, it tells us first the apostle, then the prophet, and then the teacher. First the apostle, then the prophet, and then the teacher. A prophet is one that sends, he establishes, right? And also notice in the book of Acts, the churches are within the houses of the people. I just heard somebody yesterday tell me, Bradley, I see people that catch on and that are following God. He said they're leaving the modern version of the church today. I said, of course, because it's not the church. I mean, those hirelings in those pulpits are teaching their congregants to stand down rather than to stand up, to succumb to the enemy rather than to protest the enemy. That's why we're in trouble. And again, they're the greatest advocates to the corruption that you see in government today. It's the church, America, that's responsible. And by the way, if we see what's been left undone, then we need to take the responsibility and correct it. And I say as a positive, what an opportunity we have in the church of America today. What an opportunity God has given us. So what we're going to talk about tomorrow is we're going to talk about the prophet. We're going to give you the earmarks, the characteristics of what a prophet does. Because I just gave you a whole load of real love and what prophets do, namely the prophet in Matthew 10. We're going to talk about Ezekiel 33 tomorrow, as well as the earmarks and characteristics of what a prophet is. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.